been murdered. All the friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It is a Purple Friday preview. We talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you for joining us so much on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. Ravens have a big test coming up this Sunday. Hopefully that mini bye week helped them out, because they are going to Dallas up against the Cowboys. Joining me as always, Josh, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, we're not recording from a lighthouse, but it's definitely doable this time, right?
We are not on the top of the Chesapeake Bay. I actually found out some pretty cool stuff about that. I was looking into that lighthouse a little bit more from the last episode. It's actually the smallest lighthouse on the bay, but it's the highest because the cliffs are like 110 feet up. And that lighthouse was used during World War II to spot German submarines in case they were trying to get through the Chesapeake to get to Washington. So that was pretty cool. I didn't realize that after we got back from there. But anyway, let's talk about the Ravens and the Cowboys. Plenty of history between these two teams. The Cowboys have yet to beat the Ravens ever in their franchise history. But the Cowboys are also having some interesting things going on, because they have Tony Romo back in the lineup. He is practicing, but they got a young quarterback who's looking good, Dak Prescott. Everybody's talking about this kid. He's one of the reasons why the Cowboys have the best record right now.
They expect this one to just be the greatest thing that we've ever seen this football season. Josh, 16 is the Dallas Cowboys. They start 0-1. They barely lost that game, man. And they've been on a tear since, and taking it out on an 8-1 record. Eight straight wins. Some are, you know, flash and dash. Most recent coming in great dramatic fashion against the Pittsburgh Steelers, which was an incredible football game. I don't care if you hate the Steelers, love them. I don't care if you hate the Dallas Cowboys or love them. That football game was football. It was just a great game to watch. And I could watch highlights all over again. But what it comes down to is a clash of the rookies here. They're talking about MVP caliber rookies and what we're seeing in their offense. And we have what the top-rated number one Ravens defense is, getting back to the number one ranking in the top run defense. So right here, we're going to really dig in. And what I mean dig in, Brandon, this is going to start in the trenches. This is going to be lost or won in the trenches, because the Cowboys' line is just superb. We already know our front seven is also superb. The key here, it's simple, and we're going to definitely break it down. We stop Zeke and apply pressure to Dak. We can get to these guys, and the two rookies are going to be the focal point. If we can stop the rookies, it's going to be a long day for Dallas, man. It could be spell good for us, but do we have that shock value? It's going to remain to be seen, man.
I'm very intrigued with this game, because, like you said, all of the NFL is talking about Dak, how, you know, he's the second coming. He's the they don't know what they're going to do when Tony Romo is healthy. This guy's doing so well. I mean, you can't bench the guy because Tony Romo is healthy. He's just doing so good, and so he looks so good. But at the same time, I got to say, even though this guy looks great, he is still a rookie. I understand that he's got a lot of talent and all that, you know, amazing stuff that the NFL is saying, but he is still a rookie, and he hasn't been up against a defense like the Baltimore Ravens before. You know, the Dallas Cowboys like to run the ball a lot. Well, we got Mike Pierce, we got Brandon Williams right up the middle. Those guys are two huge guys. You're not going to be able to move him around too much. So I think that, yes, the Dallas Cowboys offense is great, and I think that they are definitely going to put up a fight, but I kind of have to give the edge to the Ravens defense. They're the number one defense in the league right now, and I don't think this rookie has come up against a team like the defensive line of the Baltimore Ravens.
No. And speaking of that, and speaking of the line, get this. The run defense is tops this year. We already knew that, right, man?
Right.
They boast a league-leading 71 rushing yards per game they're allowing. This is the best mark for this team since, you guessed it, the year 2000. When and all of a sudden they're allowing a three. I think if I averaged it out or I looked it up here, it's about 3 yards allowed per carry, which is tied, I think, for number two in the league, if I'm not mistaken, Brandon. So this matchup is very intriguing. It's going to be very awesome to watch because Zeke comes in as the top rusher. You know, as a rookie, he's top rusher. He killed it against Dallas. And he kills it not only for fantasy owners, obviously, I'm one of them, but just for his team because it's the ground and pound. The team gets the league, and they know it's a heavy dose of Zeke, and it's coming, and they can't stop it. Dallas ran right down Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh knew it was going to happen, and he went right past them and for the game-winning score. And he took a screen pass down the sidelines. This guy's versatile, man, so it's going to be dangerous, and screen passes are a big focal point of the Ravens' Achilles heel here. Because we cannot cover the edges. We're good up front, we're good in the middle, but the edges always seem to get problems, tight ends. Again, everybody was getting on me when I was like, hey, we stopped the triplets in Big Ben, Antonio Brown, and Le'Veon Bell when Pittsburgh came to here, and everybody's like, well, that, and I heard the excuses already, man. Well, that was a divisional game. They knew each other. Well, here's the thing. Le'Veon Bell is, to some people, is highly respected around the league as probably the best rusher outside of Zeke, who's, you know, a rookie here. And Antonio Brown, best receiver in the league, apart from Julio Jones, probably 1A. You can interchange them. And Big Ben, we know what he does. We know his resume. We know his big playmaking ability. We've seen it happen in the last, you know, basically 6 minutes of the game. With that being said, the Cowboys have their own set of triplets. They have Dez Bryant. They have Dak Prescott. They have Ezekiel Elliott. So the Ravens have fared very well with stopping the triplets, per se, and not letting the big stars hurt it. But what's going to happen is the slot. Watch Cole Beasley, man. Watch the third tight end in Jason Witten, one of the all-time greats. Very excited to see him play once again. This is his last stint, probably, in with the team. And if you look, that gives us fits. The middle gives us fits. So I just see this to be – this is going to be really good to watch. Not only is it a whole game, man, but just watching the in-game battles, and that's what football is all about. And this is going to be a real good chess match, man, to see how we stack up, man. It's just going to be nuts.
Now, coming back for the first time in a while, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Elvis Dumervil practiced this past Wednesday. He's played 2 games this season. He's had some foot problems. Now we have Terrell Suggs, who was mouthing off to Dak on a conference call earlier today, which was really funny. You have, like I said, Mike Pierce. You have Brandon Williams up front. You've got Elvis coming back. The only concern I really have right now is really C.J. Mosley and Jimmy Smith, because those two guys are a little banged up. They both were on the injury report. So let me ask you, if C.J. Mosley isn't playing, Jimmy Smith isn't playing, what does that do now to the defense? Because I assume they're going to try to pass a little bit more if Jimmy Smith isn't covering, you know, their main guy, and C.J. Mosley isn't up the middle. We saw that in the Jets game. So if we're shutting down the run, I think they might be picking on the corners, and we might see a big game from a guy like Tavon Young or potentially Sharice Wright, who is healthy again. You know, he hasn't had a good season in a while now, but it looks like he might be returning as well. So what does the defense have to do if we don't have Jimmy Smith and C.J. Mosley out there?
What we're going to do is panic, because Jimmy Smith, as we know, we would have won the Giants game if he had not got hurt. You know, he exits and enters an Odell Beckham sighting, and boy, was it a sighting. What this brings, this matchup, and this is just key for us, man. I just can't stress this enough. What Jimmy Smith provides is that bolster of the secondary, which we've always wanted. I'm not confident Sharice Wright. Tavion Young and Jimmy Smith need to both be on the field at the same time to even have a chance of stopping this offense. He had a back issue, apparently. Harbaugh is always confident, saying he should be out there, but I really don't know. I don't know where this came from. I mean, we pretty much had 11 days off, and coming out of the Thursday night game, I didn't see anything that harmed his health going into. I mean, we already know Jan does a full participant, and that's great news for our line, because we got to hold up. We this line's got to hold up. But speaking of Smith, man, if he doesn't play, this is going to hurt our chances to win this game. And I can't say it. Unsung MVP right now, man, because every time he's in there, he's had an awesome year. I can't stress that enough. So he's got to play. I can't be more loud about it than that. He's got to play. This is a huge game, big in play. I mean, every game right now is a playoff game, because if we lose even one game, it could spell doom for us. Maybe even two games total, we have to lose no more at the end of the year. So at this point, if you're not healthy, you know, take a few shots and let's get GG out in the field. If you're not, you know, losing a limb, or if it's a serious injury, get out there. We need these guys.
I hope to see Jimmy Smith and CJ Mosley on the field, because again, with Doomerville coming back, with Suggs playing and wanting to get to this rookie guy, make an impression, with Mosley up the center, with Jimmy Smith playing, I really do feel as if the Ravens will have the upper hand from the defensive side of the ball against that rookie quarterback. So even though, yes, he is a great talent, he's shown what he can do, I still think the Ravens are going to give them a run for their money. They're not going to make it easy. I think we're going to have one of those nail biters down to the wire. A field goal is going to decide that type of game. So let's jump over to the offensive side of the ball. Another return besides Elvis, Marshall Yanda comes back, and he's on the practice field on Wednesday. Looks like he's going to be playing on Sunday, which is great, because then we're going to see Joe front and center again, not on his butt. However, Marshall Yanda comes back. Alex Lewis, the left guard, will now be sidelined 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain. So let's go over, Josh, what do you think is going to happen with this offensive line? Veteran Yanda back, but Alex Lewis now out. Again, this offensive line is not what we expected at the beginning of the season, but what are they going to do up against the Cowboys?
Again, man, it's the same thing every week. One enters healthy, one exits not healthy. One exits on the IR, one doesn't. It's just a constant revolving door, man. This hospital stays open 24/7 for this line, because somebody's always getting in and out, man. It's just ridiculous. It has to stop. But just unfortunate to see Alex Lewis, man. He had a great rookie campaign. I'm very sad to see him go down. But on the flip side, I'm very excited to see Yanda come back. It's definitely a breath of fresh air for us. The line, I can't be very, very stressed enough about this, man. The line's got to come together as a unit, run block. Am I asking too much of this team? Probably. It sounds like it. Yeah, we got to do everything perfect. If you listen to the show, you might say, Josh, man, you have lofty expectations. You want everybody to hit their blocks and hit the run lanes. We haven't seen it in a while, but we need sound football, fundamental football. No penalties, or at least very few. We need to see the discipline. All eyes are going to be on this game with the winning streaks as they are. Ravens are on a two-game winning streak. Dallas is, of course, superior with an eight-game. It's going to come down to how well we can block for Flacco. Is he running around? Now, Dallas defense has been porous in some games. They're not a strong defensive unit. So cutting down the pass rush, I'm going to see how it goes out for the Ravens. Definitely Yanda back is great. Along with Stanley on the line, Jeremy Zuta, I think we're going to have a formidable line for blocking for West. The running game needs to get going. If we can't block for West, it's just like a house of cards, man. It starts there, and if we can't run the football and block, Flack is going to be running. We're going to be wondering why, you know, we're down 10 points in the fourth quarter and can't muster up some points, and it's got to happen quickly. Can't say this enough about the importance of staying healthy. We've already seen what it can do. Again, you can't foresee injuries. What happened to Alex Lewis last Thursday? It's just unfortunate to see him go down. He had a great campaign. I'm very excited we can bring when he gets healthy. But Steve Smith coming back, we know, brings a breath of fresh air. We already know Mike Wallace's big plays. It's good to see Prashard Perryman getting involved, getting his first touchdown last week, man. So everybody's starting to get in there. We still got Pitta healthy. So the assets are there for, man, for Flacco to do well and excel in this offense. It starts with the line, man. It starts with the line.
Now, let me ask you about Joe Flacco. We saw what he can do last week, playing from the shotgun, no huddle situation. He seemed very comfortable there. He seemed to be working for him. Are we going to see that again this game? Personally, I definitely want to see that from Joe Flacco and the offense. I want to see him using that no huddle offense because I think it's going to work. I think that he's comfortable there. I want to see more mannequin challenge celebrations from Joe because I think that's the key.
That was
to
fun,
his,
wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the key to his game. No huddle offense. We don't use it very often. I think that we should do it in this game.
I think so, man. He excels at it. And I think if you ask him point blank, he might do the whole coach speak and kind of dance around it. But I really think Joe Flacco excels in this kind of fast-paced offense. None of this, you know, slow-paced stuff. And you can see the rhythm. It definitely doesn't bode this offense well. We need a spark. We need a jump. And especially keeping the defense off balance. No huddle does that. And I think it just bodes well for the Ravens and plays into our strengths versus not. So I think utilizing the no huddle, we shouldn't wait till halftime when we're down 7 or 10 points to say, you know what, we need spark. Let's do that. Why don't we do that? Start one to the last play of the game. Why don't we do that the whole game and see what happens? What have we got to lose, man? We're 5-4, sitting in a game and a half in division lead. This thing is far from over being decided. But the Steelers had the Browns. We already knew what happened last week. Giants, the NFC took care of business for us. We took care of our own in the Browns. The Cowboys took care of the Steelers. And the Giants took care of the Bengals. The Bengals are 3-5-1. We're looking great. But we have to take care of our own destiny, man. And it's right in front of us. Ravens have to beat Dallas. Even if they lose, still okay. Even if we already know Pittsburgh might win this game, we're going to be 5-5 tie for first place with a half a game lead, essentially, because we have the tiebreaker right now. It's just very important to take care of your own business, not worry about what everybody does. And I think right now, if they just take this one game at a time and look, this is going to be one of those aha moments for the Ravens, man, if you would say. If we come out of this game and raise some eyebrows, let's say if we lose by 3 points, but we play hard, still might raise some eyebrows. So you know what? They put the Cowboys to the brink of losing, but they didn't. They bent but not broke. It's a different story if, man, the Ravens just got waxed 30-10, man. Dallas rolled us. We're in trouble. We can't hang with these kind of big guys. We're not going to go deep in any division run or playoffs. If we keep this game close or even have the lead, I'm telling you, win, lose, or draw, depending on how the outcome is, this is going to be that statement game for the Ravens. And that's where I'm going to put my staple in. This is going to be that, you know what, guys? You're going to see and wake up that our four-game losing streak was an aberration. We're here to play football, and we're here to play sound football and Raven football. We haven't seen it. We're on the cusp of Thanksgiving week, winding down November, going into the last quarter of the season. The time is now, man. The time is now for this team to rise to the occasion and do it. What better do it than Big D, man? They always say, right? It's bigger in Texas, right?
That's right.
And this huge stadium, I'm very excited for the fans that I know that are going. If anybody is going, please tweet me or Facebook us. I would love to know. Love to see pictures. This is the road trip I circled when the schedule came back out in April. I would love to go on this trip. Things didn't work out for me, but we already know I did a double dip in New York, which was very fun, and next year should be fun for some road games. But, the task is at hand here. The Ravens have been well on the road so far. Not been well at home, okay, but they got two wins in a row under the belt, two divisional wins. We're sitting undefeated there, but we got to get this win. Again, it starts here. If we can get 6-4 and get out of the gate here, even if Pittsburgh winning and put them at 5-5, we can keep that game and a half lead and just keep just out of reach. I think we're going to have success and get the AFC North crown, man. This is going to be a fight to the finish.
Absolutely it is. All right, Josh, have we covered everything?
Brother, man, we covered this one to the max. I'm going to bring it back because this one's going to take everything. But I always, as I always say, quote the Raven, nevermore.
All right, guys, if you want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, you can. It's real easy. All you got to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
Always at ItalianGQ52.
All right, go over to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about the Call Podcast and Brando Cash Entertainment. Go over to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/TheCallPodcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. We're always posting videos or photos or news or anything about the Ravens. Don't forget, set your DVRs for Friday night, Purple Friday night. A Football Life, Steve Smith Sr. on the NFL Network. I know you're going to want to watch that one for Purple Friday. Perfect way to end Purple Friday, if you ask me. On Sunday, we will be doing a game day preview. Get you ready for this Ravens-Cowboys game in Dallas, so make sure you like us over on Facebook. All right, guys, that's it for the show this week. Again, share our show. Say it's Purple Friday and show off that purple pride. Say you're a Ravens fan. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Pokemon Go, anywhere you are social with your phone on the web. Say, I'm a Ravens fan. It's Purple Friday. I'm listening to the call. They're getting me ready for the game, and you should listen too. All right, guys, that's pretty much it for the show this week. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, man, thank you so much, man. And again, with Purple Friday, man, if anybody's got those color rush uniforms, I would love to see one. Tweet me the pictures. I would love to see how these things look. Haven't seen one up close yet. I'm very excited to see if any. So if anybody's got them, please sport them. I love to see the Purple Friday pride. But, man, Brandon, I'm telling you, man, this mannequin challenge has been going around. But I'm telling you what, we have the Dallas challenge, man. The Dallas Cowboys provide a big, big challenge for us, guys. It's going to be hard fought. We already know it's going to be an exciting game. What provides us as a great billing, man. We got a great offense. We're going up against. We have a great defense. What's going to win? There's winning streaks on the line. There's just pride on the line. Dallas has a comfortable lead. You can probably best bet, hey, guys, if they get their second loss, they're more than okay, but we can't afford to. We're the more desperate team, and desperation usually comes out on top because they're more scarier team because they do the thing as conventionally. They say, you know what, we have nothing to lose. We have everything to gain. We have the North crown to win. We have a home playoff game. We want that title. We want to show people that, hey, even though we had that great start and that bad, bad midseason, we come out on top and just pretty much pull everything together. We need everybody at their best. Big defense in Dallas. We need big defense. Let's go Big D in the Big D. Baltimore Ravens, let's fly high into the...
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at baltimoresportsreport.com.